This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, everybody, I'm Christian Sager. Welcome to Brain Stuff. Little note first, I only agreed to do this episode about bank robbing if I could make references to all of my favorite heist films. We've all seen bank robberies in movies like Point Break or Heat, and I'll admit, I've got a little bit of an addiction to the video game Payday 2. But moral quandaries aside, bank robbers have often been romanticized throughout history, especially during times of economic instability. Just think of Bonnie and Clyde, John Dillinger, and Jesse James. So it's no wonder that across the United States, people from various walks of life have occasionally thought, why shouldn't I rob a bank? Let me stop you right there, Slick. There are several reasons you shouldn't, even if you think you have the perfect plan. First, it is dangerous. Completely innocent people could and do die in robberies. Criminals in this town used to believe in things, honor, respect, and it's also obviously illegal. Not some wishy-washy blue law kind of illegal like selling beer on a Sunday either. It is a straight-up felony. The average sentence for federal bank robbery, which means robbing any FDIC member bank, can vary widely depending on several factors. In the U.S., these factors are outlined under Title 18, Section 2113 of the Federal Sentencing Guidelines. Was anyone injured? How much money did the criminals take? Were weapons involved? These factors add up quickly, and when the robbers are caught, they can be looking at decades in jail, not to mention the fines. Notice that I said when they're caught, not if. That's the second thing. If you rob a bank, you will probably get caught. According to the Department of Justice, the FBI's clearance rank for a bank robbery is nearly 60%, and about half of those are solved within 30 days. It makes sense when you think about the typical bank robbery. Of the 5,014 U.S. bank robberies that took place in 2011, most occurred during the day, meaning there were multiple witnesses. The police are notified as quickly as possible, and it is a safe bet that there's photographic evidence, too. Tuesdays and Fridays are the most popular days of the week for a bank robbery, and most robbers are total amateurs. More than 80% have no prior convictions for bank crime, and 80% operate alone using predictable patterns. These guys don't imagine a fella smarter than themselves and try to think, what would he do? These criminals are often apprehended on the same day of the robbery, and banks are full of strategies for catching them, including exploding dye packs. But let's say you've already thought of that, right? You've seen heist films like Ocean's 11 or the Joker heist in The Dark Knight, and you know that a well-organized team can mean the difference between early retirement in the Caymans or a long bid in Sing Sing. Professional bank robbers tend to operate in crews, using weapons and stolen vehicles. And it's true that a crew can up your chances of a successful heist. Teams can divide the robbery tasks and also tend to spend more time on planning and reconnaissance. This strategy can lead to a larger overall take. A study by several British economists found that, quote, every extra member of the gang raises the expected value of the robbery proceeds by £9,033, or $15,212. But keep in mind that the haul per person will go down with each new member. Still set on a career in heists? Remember, you can't let yourself get attached to anything you are not willing to walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you feel the heat around the corner. Are the terrible odds, the legal consequences, and the risk to innocent life not enough to dissuade you? Well, consider this last fact. Bank robberies don't actually make that much money. According to the study I just mentioned, the average return on a bank heist in the UK is about $19,700 per person per heist. In the US, it's even worse, a bit over $4,000 in 2009. While that might sound like a lot of scratch, it's not enough to set you up for life. As of 2013, the current US poverty threshold is an annual income of $11,490 for one person. This means you would have to rob three banks a year and keep all of the loot just to stay out of the poorhouse. Hardly a glamorous lifestyle. Of course, this doesn't mean that heist movies aren't cool, just that you shouldn't try them at home or in a bank.
Check out the Brainstuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.